The Dental Download Podcast is your source for insight into dental school, conversations with dentists, specialists, and leaders in the industry. With new episodes every Monday morning, I'm your host, Haley Schultz. Let's get into this week's episode. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome back to another episode of the Dental Download Podcast. This week is a solo episode, and I'm going to be talking all about conferences as a dental student. A lot of my experience has been at dental student conferences, but I recently got back from my first dentist conference, so I wanted to kind of compare and contrast them, talk about how to get involved at the student level, and how to attend conferences for dentists as a student, when it makes sense to attend them, what are some examples, how does the funding look, all of those things you might be wondering, we're going to discuss in this week's episode.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, let's do some time travel and recap back the conferences I have attended. I didn't go to any D1 year. I'm sure I probably would have tried to go to ASDA National Leadership Conference or our district conference if that was a thing in person. With online school, I didn't really understand what conferences were all about, so I didn't try to go to the virtual ones that existed. But as a D1, you can definitely try to go to your district and maybe be lucky to get a spot to go to the national conference as a D1. But for myself, my first conferences started D2 year. So I went to the ASDA National Leadership Summit, is what they called it that year, in Chicago. It's in Chicago every year. It usually has been right before Thanksgiving, but this year they're doing it in October, so that's going to be a little different. And after that, I went to our District 6 conference in Columbus, Ohio. Little tongue twister there. And then I went to our annual session. At that point, I was our chapter president, so I was our first delegate for the voting, and that one was in Kentucky. So our district conference for most districts changes locations most years. Some schools, I think, do it in the same place every year if they're fortunate enough to have like a really cool location. For us in the Midwest, it's not quite as exciting, so we usually have our trustees switch it up every year for a new city. But that year it was in Columbus, and then annual session switches every year for ASDA as well. That year it was in Kentucky. My D3 year, I didn't get to go, but it was in Seattle. It would have been so cool, but we, because it's so far from Michigan, couldn't afford to send a bunch of members, and at that point I wasn't president anymore. And then D4 year, it's going to be in Denver, which will also be awesome. So who knows, maybe I'll be lucky enough to get a spot to go as a fourth year. And the last thing I attended D2 year, again, because I was our chapter president, I was our voting delegate for all of University of Michigan's dental students representing everyone. And then we have an alternative delegate that we send with us in case for any reason I couldn't be up there to represent. And that was at the State Dental Association's annual session. So mine is the Michigan Dental Association. It's kind of confusing, I'm sure, if you're not from here, because when I say Michigan Dental, you don't know if I mean the school or the state, but in this case, I mean the state of Michigan. And that was probably one of the coolest experiences that I've had the opportunity to be a part of, because that was my first conference for dentists, and it was really nice that our local component of Washtenaw County welcomed us in with all of their dentists so we could talk about the different resolutions and candidates that were being voted on, and it was very cool to be included in that way. And then flash forward to D3 year. At that point, I was finishing up my presidency about halfway through, a little over halfway through. And we had our District 6 conference before national conference this year. That way, everybody could get to kind of bond together was the goal. And I think that worked out really well. And we did that one in Cincinnati, where there is no dental school. And that's kind of why I trustee picked it, because it was neutral territory. Like, no one was necessarily familiar with it. So it would be kind of exciting for everyone to go to a new place if they hadn't been to Cincinnati before. And then NLC in Chicago once again, which I think is probably my last time going. I don't know if I'm going to apply to go as a fourth year. After going twice, I just feel like I've seen it all, to be honest. And I'll talk about this later, but alluding to it a little bit now, I just feel like a lot of the dental student conferences, I'm just kind of past that mentally already. But the last thing I wanted to say about third year is that I had the opportunity to go to the Christian Medical Dental Association, so CMDA national meeting. But I turned that one down just for conflicts and schedule, and it was all the way in California. Same thing this year for fourth year coming up. I'm also not going to the one that's going to be in South Carolina because of a schedule conflict. It would have been really fun. It's on Hilton Head Island, and I think it'll be a blast. And that was a great chance to get to meet actual dentists again, and physicians as well, as medical and dental students all attend that. And it's a really unique experience because the presenters are talking about their practice of medicine, dentistry, and how they tie faith into it. So it's something you're not going to get anywhere else, obviously. And now we're in fourth year, which I just started last week, but I consider the conference that I attended over break between third and fourth year in my mind. That's part of fourth year. And that was my first dentist conference. So exciting. So I went with Dental Nachos. Hopefully you're familiar with Dental Nachos. They have a Facebook group and Instagram page, and then they also are connected to Dentist Job Connect, which is a website for finding associate jobs. So I went to their Level Up CE conference, and they're always in Philadelphia because that's where their headquarters is, and that's where their owner of Dental Nachos, Dr. Paul Goodman, he practices out of Philadelphia. So it was my first time in Philly, and I was so impressed. It reminded me a lot of Boston with like the historical elements, but it was so clean. It was so fun. It was just a really good time. We also had perfect weather, like 65 to 70 and breezy and sunny. Like, it literally doesn't get any better. So it's hard to not like a city when you're walking around in just beautiful, comfortable weather. But I had an amazing time. And the keynote speaker, if you will, Dr. Lincoln Harris from Ripe Global. If you follow them again on their Facebook group, or if you're following them on Instagram, they post a lot of clinical transformations and tips. And they have a very extensive CE, clinical CE training that you do from anywhere in the world, and they send you the mannequin and the supplies that you need, and then you do like a live virtual training with them. It's very, very, very intensive, but they guarantee that you're going to make X amount of dollars, like hundreds of thousands of dollars over progressing through the different courses and different trainings that they have. So it's pretty cool stuff. And I really enjoyed meeting dentists there. It was a lot of people, like, I'm not going to say famous, but maybe like popular, well-known names in dentistry to me. Different people that run all the Facebook groups that I'm in, like real estate investment for dentists, or dentistry in general, or I'm reading a book by someone, Dr. Alan Stern, and I got to meet him. So it's just cool to like meet people in person that I either feel like they've helped me because I'm part of their Facebook groups and I've been learning in them for the past few years, or I might have had them on my podcast but never gotten to meet them in person. So it was a really exciting experience in that way. And then I'll talk about this in another episode when we have another job update episode, but I got to meet someone that could be a potential future owner boss to me as an associate potentially. So we're going to explore that opportunity and talk more about it later, not in this episode. But I got to make a lot of amazing connections, and they had vendors as well throughout the weekend besides the actual presentations and panels. And it was a lot of things that would serve you as you're going through transitioning into practice ownership. So the different any type of outsourcing that you may need, or automation for everything. There were people there. There were financial planners, accountants, people if you wanted to get involved in commercial real estate. So I just really was excited to get exposed to all of that early. And the other dentist conference that's upcoming, so we can say in the future for D4 year, is ADA, so American Dental Association. Their national meeting is called SmileCon. So I will be attending SmileCon as a live stage podcaster in their podcast hub. Isn't that just crazy? So if any of you are in Florida, because it's in Orlando, and you're thinking about going to SmileCon, please go on the day that I am presenting. As it gets closer, I'm sure I'll be posting about when I'll be on the stage, but then the rest of the weekend, I'm just kind of free, and they want me there to be recording and mingling with all the other podcasters and basically just bulk recording episodes, connecting, networking, and it's going to be a really cool opportunity and something that I never really thought would be possible at this stage as a student to be a live stage presenter, podcaster, as a student to a audience of dentists, you know? So that really blew my mind, but that's upcoming. And then this summer, again, I really wanted to attend the Academy of General Dentistry's national meeting, but it didn't really work out with my summer plans and clinics and all that. But I'm hoping to attend next summer after I've graduated and I have my DDS already. It's always in July, kind of near my birthday, actually. But this one's in Vegas that I'm missing. And that, could you imagine, like 25th birthday in Vegas at a dental conference? That would be kind of funny. But I'm not doing it this year. And the MDA annual session, so the State Dental Association, is happening right now as I'm recording this. It's the last day. But I did not attend because I was not our voting delegate this year because I'm not president anymore. And I thought about going again just as a student to go to the CE and go to the new dentist networking social in the evening and mingle and network. But it didn't really work out again with my schedule because of the D4 graduation this weekend. I wanted to be here and see my roommates graduate and go out and celebrate with everyone. So it just wasn't good timing, but I'm sure next year I will attend annual session for the MDA as well. And the last kind of chronological, even though I've been jumping around a little bit, thing I want to mention as you're going through dental school is try to attend the ADA lobby day in Washington, D.C. through ASDA if you can. I had hospital rotation this year, so I wasn't able to go, but if you can go, it is so cool, and I mean, it just blows your mind, and you really get to understand the importance of organized dentistry, and I so wish I could have gone. Maybe I can go this year, because I still have one more year as a student, but I highly, highly recommend, as soon as you're able to, if you can get the approval to miss school, to go to that ADA lobby day. So next we're going to talk about, should you attend conferences as a student, specifically the ones for dentists? I'm not talking ASDA conferences because those are geared directly to students, but should you go to other conferences as a student?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To attend or not to attend? That is the question that I actually had some people message me after I was saying I was at this dentist conference, Dental Nachos, meeting all these people, that there were like 7 students and 100 plus dentists. So when should you go? Should you go at all while you're in dental school? I would say definitely yes, attend, but I would probably wait until you're starting your last year of dental school or like very end of D3 year, because I don't think you're going to get as much out of it. One, because all of the training is mostly clinical CE and you probably just, it'll be above your head. And a lot of the benefit is a networking with potential employers. And if you're saying, I'm not going to be working for 2 years, 3 years, even me going saying, I'm not going to be employable for a full year felt a little silly, honestly, when I was talking to some people and they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, when you're ready, circle back, rather than being ready to help me now. So that's the main thing I would say. Definitely do it, but wait probably until your fourth year when you have more leverage and have more ability to just understand what's happening and make the most use of things, because we're going to talk about cost in a little bit, but it's not cheap to attend these conferences. So you want to do it strategically when you're going to get the most out of it. And in terms, again, of meeting with potential employers and practice owners, I'm going to have more episodes coming out about my job search process, because you all know I am planning to work right away after graduation in a year. But I mean, it takes some time for your license to come in. So it'll probably be July of 2024. The next thing that I think is helpful to talk about is, what are conferences out there? Like, what are your options as a student? Can you attend besides conferences or meetings for your dental student organizations? So the dental student organizations are actually a great place to start, because most of them have a dentist level, a national level for non-students for after you graduate. So for example, ASDA is the student level of the ADA. So there's SmileCon, and you might notice that some D4s at your school attend SmileCon. I know a handful of D4s at our school attend every year, and I'll be there this year, but that is something you have to pay for out of pocket for sure. I don't think that they do student scholarships for it, because it really is geared towards the dentists themselves. The next thing is more through ADA, is just the different levels of ADA. So there's the country, and then there's state by state. So your state dental associations annual session, or even their lobby day. Some states, like I know Ohio has a lobby day. I just saw Pennsylvania had a lobby day. So those are things you can try to attend as a student. And then your local component will probably have meetings, not necessarily conferences, but they might have CE meetings and dinners and opportunities like that for you to attend. So definitely every level of the ADA I would look into as a student. And similarly, SNDA, there is the dentist level of that. So that's something you can look into, potentially attending their national meetings. I know some of our chapter leaders for SNDA at my school are national leaders beyond the chapter. So then they were attending the national meeting with dentists. And another organization I'm not a leadership for, but Special Care Dentistry Association, our student chapter, just attended over this past break when I was in Philly. They were at a national meeting for special care dentistry with a bunch of dentists. And if that's something you're passionate about, like doing special care dentistry, hospital dentistry, that's an amazing organization to get involved in, or to start up the student chapter at your school. And I didn't really know that the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry did anything with students, or that people really went as a student, because to me that seems like even more advanced beyond just general dentistry clinical CE. Like, cosmetic CE seems so far beyond what I'm able to do at school, like what they allow us to do, that it seemed like, why would I attend that as a student? But the dentist that I met in Philly highly recommended that I look into it, because she believes that they do have student scholarships. And a friend of mine that goes to Temple in Philadelphia, she just attended their national meeting, or one of their recent CE down in Texas. So she was telling me how she was able to go. It wasn't a scholarship, but they do allow students to attend. So if you're interested in cosmetics, you don't need to hold off. You can go. Again, I would probably wait till you're starting fourth year so you can make the most of it, but that was the position she was in. She's starting fourth year, and she said it was an incredible experience. The next thing is Academy of General Dentistry, which I hinted at. I don't think they do student scholarships, but if you're a chapter leader, sometimes your state's chapter of Academy of General Dentistry would give some stipends for attending national meetings to student leaders. But again, I think that's like pretty limited, and it's specific if you're a student leader of your school's chapter, and if your state's chapter is kind of close with your school's chapter. So it's very niche, I guess, if anyone would be getting funding. But if you want to be a general dentist, AGD is an incredible organization. And I know for myself, I'm hoping to obtain the fellowship of Academy of Dental Dentistry, and I'm planning to take the test for that right after graduation while all the school knowledge is still fresh in my head, and then work on accumulating the clinical hours of CE over the first couple years that I'm out of school, because I think the test is good for 5 years, maybe only three, but I'm sure with the amount that I want to learn post-grad that I'll get the CE hours done no problem in 3 to 5 years. But that's another organization that you could attend as a student. And I'm pretty sure that all the CE is pretty much free for students. It's just a matter of getting there and paying for lodging and everything. And if we want to talk about free trips for CE and leadership CE that you can attend as a D4, two of the big DSOs have sponsored weekend CE in Chicago each year. So there's Heartland Dental's Launch is what it's called, and then Aspen Dental's Vibe is what it's called. And they're both in Chicago, and they take a few students from each class to attend that are genuinely interested in working for their company. So if you actually are considering the DSO route, that's a great way to go and see what they're all about and get some training and meet some of their dentists, meet other dental students. I think it's a cool opportunity if that's something that piques your interest. And then lastly, a few more things that are clinical CE that are not through these big national organized dentistry groups. So there's Henry Schein, I thought of it because it's happening right now as I'm recording in Vegas. They have a big summit every summer that apparently is really great from the dentist that I've heard from. So that's something you could look into. And then Chicago Dental Association, I guess, is organized dentistry, but they have this big midwinter meeting, and it's not just for people that live in Chicagoland or Illinois. People from all over the Midwest and all over the country fly in for this midwinter meeting in Chicago. And I do know some people that went even as pre-dental students, which I think is wild, but as a fourth-year dental student, I think you could get a lot out of the clinical CE and the giant vendor fair and trying to mingle with some dentists. And then I mentioned Dental Nachos. It seems like most of their events now, they're trying to include students and offer student scholarships to fund most of the cost of the conference, and then you just have to get yourself there, which depending where you live, that could be more affordable than if you're traveling all across the country or something. But they usually have about 10 spots per event, so keep an eye on their Instagram if they're ever posting about a new event. They usually will post about the scholarship, but they might not, so you can just DM them and say, are you doing any student scholarships for this? I would be super interested in attending, and then they'll send you the link to apply for it. It's not just because you apply, you get it. They do pick based on, I don't really know their algorithm, but they do select people, and it's not just automatically given to you just because you apply. So the last thing we're going to talk about before we wrap up is paying for these things. I've hinted throughout the episode which things I've heard of scholarships for or gotten scholarships for or know that there's not scholarships for, but I'm going to give a little bit more advice on getting to these conferences and trying to save money while doing it. All right, let's talk about the money. How do you afford to go to these things? Obviously, everyone's financial situation is different, but I'm just going to be giving some general blanket advice for budgeting, trying to save a little money, and maybe getting a scholarship. So first things first, most of these conferences, especially the national meetings, will change to a different like region of the country every year. And then within that region, they'll go to a different state each time they're back in that region. So let's say they come to your neck of the woods once every 5 years, something that you could maybe drive or have a cheaper flight to. They might come to your state once every 25 years if there's maybe five states in your region. So if you find out that an organization that you really want to go to, for example, American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, that friend from Temple, it was close to her parents' house that time. How could she not take that opportunity to go? She was smart and she went ahead and went to the meeting. So if anything happens to be local to a family member, a close friend at a different dental school, or just yourself, your dental school, definitely go. If you can take a drive and just pay for gas, if you can take a train, it is so great to attend those meetings because they won't be back to your area for a very long time. And next, for student scholarships, you're not going to get a scholarship if you don't ask. So if you're interested in something, reach out to the general meetings email or reach out to someone in charge of the planning committee that you can find, or even just DMing their organization on Instagram if they're fairly active, and seeing if they have student scholarships. It might not cover everything, but even if it covers like the conference fee, or maybe the conference fee is free for students, but then you have to get yourself there in terms of travel and lodging, that still saves money compared to paying for the conference, which for dentists is thousands of dollars. These conferences are not cheap, but most of them will be free for students. I would say most of the time they're free for students, and then you just have to get yourself there, which is expensive. So that's kind of why I'm saying still ask about scholarships, because there might be an option to get some of that cost offset. And of course, another way to save money is carpooling and sharing rooms. So I had two of my classmates go to Philly with me, and we were able to split the hotel room by three, which made it significantly cheaper for me. So if I didn't shoot my shot and ask if any classmates wanted to go, and then ask Dr. Paul if these two students could also get scholarships, then it wouldn't have happened. So you've got to just try to leverage what you have and make the most of it and save money where you can. And by traveling with people, if you're going to drive or take the train together, and sharing a hotel or sharing an Airbnb, or staying with friends that live in that city or nearby, is really the best way to save money. Or if you're going to one of these dental events and none of your classmates want to go with you, because that does happen sometimes, a lot of people just aren't forward thinkers in the way that they want to attend a dentist conference as a student. So if you can't find people that want to go with you, see if one of like the recent grads from your dental school is going, that might be part of that organization, and they might want to share it with you in terms of a room. So someone that's a new grad dentist that you might be friends with, hopefully you're friends with people like the two classes ahead of you. By the time you're a fourth year, they would all be practicing dentists. So it's another way that I know people have kind of saved money on attending these conferences. So that's really it. I highly, highly recommend plugging in to your dental school organizations early so that you can get on this track and attend as many events as possible. I've had only positive things to say about dental student conferences that I have attended, so I really recommend it. And I would just say, you want to get super involved in something, but you don't want to be spread too thin. So I wouldn't try to be involved in every single student organization and be a leader in every single student organization. Especially first year, join whatever you're interested in. But in terms of applying for leadership or trying to go to conferences, it's a little unrealistic to be an Academy of General Dentistry whiz who also goes to all the cosmetic things and does special care dentistry with hospital like stuff. You know, it's just not realistic, especially at the student level when you have all your own classes and everything going on. So maybe pick one or two organizations that you really want to lean into as a student, and then try to attend those dentist meetings on the parent organization level while you are a student. I hope this was interesting and helpful. If you got anything tangible out of this episode, be sure to give me a DM to let me know that you are liking the podcast. And if you have a moment to rate it 5 stars wherever you're listening, on Spotify or Apple, just click on the title of the show and then it'll give you a chance to rate it right at the top there. That helps a lot and gets the show pushed out to other listeners. And with all that said, thank you so much for listening this week, and I will talk to you next Monday.